On Tuesday afternoon, Dr. Michael Savage was down in the dumps when he signed onto his nationally syndicated radio show, The Savage Nation. He had just received yet another notice from Britain that the outrageous ban on his entry into the country would continue. Although the letter he received was not a new notice, it continued the ridiculous and flimsy reasoning given for his ban from the start of it back in December of 2008. I have reported twice before on the common sense defying British ban of Michael Savage, beginning with my second column written for Dakota Voice, America's Best Kept Secret of 2009, Michael Savage and His Ban from Britain, and most recently, Michael Savage Banned in Britain Redux, in which I reported with disgust that the new incoming conservative British government under David Cameron had chosen to continue the egregious ban on Dr. Savage. The letter Dr. Savage received on Tuesday reads like something out of the ex-Soviet Union. It is a preposterous piece of thought policing of the lowest order. Not to mention, it upholds the indefensible ill logic of the British government in banning Dr. Savage. It's their asinine story, and they're sticking to it. The letter was sent to Dr. Savage's attorney in Britain, who then passed it on to him. It was written by Michael Atkins of the Treasury Solicitor's Department, speaking for the Secretary of State for the Home Department. I'll have more on the letter in a few moments. As you may recall, this whole stupid ban was likely the result of collusion between George Soros's Media Matters organization and the British government, as Dr. Savage reported in his book, Banned in Britain. The list was apparently crafted in December of 2008, but did not break on the international news scene until May of 2009. From the Banned in Britain page of Dr. Savage's website, quote, "The secret emails discovered through a Freedom of Information demand disclose how the British government colluded to destroy a man's name and reputation. In May 2009, Michael Savage was added to a list of murderers, terrorists, and others banned from the United Kingdom by former Home Secretary of the United Kingdom, Jackie Smith. Her list was aimed at excluding people who stir up, justify, or glorify terrorism, encourage others to participate in terrorist acts, engage in serious criminal activity, or encourage others in such activity. Even though one bureaucrat warned they could be seen as duplicitous, the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister both approved this smear campaign and refused to remove Michael Savage's name from this list of murderers and terrorists, even after these emails were uncovered." End quote. The whole premise of including Dr. Savage in this rogues gallery of actual murderous savages is completely bogus and defamatory. Dr. Savage has never encouraged criminal activity or glorified terrorism. To the contrary, he speaks out vehemently against the irrational, violent actions of Islamists who are bent on the destruction of Israel and Western civilization. Britain is a suicidal country that is shackled by political correctness, which is nothing more than speech fascism. Those who have lived under communism plainly recognize the evil, dangerous slide into that hellish tyranny that Europe and the United States are currently on. Britain may be ahead of us in the thought and speech police department, but the United States is close on their heels. Freedom of speech is a rare and precious right that Americans have long taken for granted. As you know, this freedom does not exist in much of the world. Here in America, we are steadily letting that right be taken from us. Britain is farther down the road of speech fascism, as the ban of Dr. Savage illustrates. It is only his speech that has inspired this foolish ban. The Soviets did not allow free speech, and one lady who lived under communism in the former Soviet Union can attest to the fact that we're moving in that direction. Svetlana Kunin has an excellent eye-opening series on the Investor's Business Daily website titled Perspectives of a Russian Immigrant. In the series, she spells it all out in regard to the truth and reality of living under communism, and she warns us here in the United States to wake up before we find ourselves fully in the iron grip of Soviet-style fascism. Her series is a valuable read. Noting some parallels between the USSR and the United States of today, she writes in one of her columns, quote, "Today, the Obama administration is inserting federal government dictates into major aspects of life and the economy of the USA. In the USSR, the governing Communist Party directed and controlled all aspects of life and the economy. Today in the USA, political correctness is used by American progressives to control speech and to suppress undesirable criticism. In the USSR, speech control played a major role in silencing the opposition. The nuanced difference is that those who critique Obama administration policies are accused of being racists or bigots. In the USSR, individuals who criticized the government were described as spies, traitors, or enemies of the people. Today in the USA, class warfare is a constant component of the speeches made by the president and other leaders of the Democrat Party. As in the socialist USSR, entrepreneurs who are using their ideas, vision, and energy to start businesses and generate jobs are presented as unreconcilable enemies of the working people. End quote. There truly is nothing new under the sun, is there? Michael Savage is being wrongly cast as an enemy of the state in Britain, just as many people before him have been wrongly cast. The current letter from the Treasury Solicitors Department in London is simply ludicrous. The gist of its message is that Britain believes that Dr. Savage engages in unacceptable behavior, and that Britain has seen no evidence that Dr. Savage has repudiated that behavior. Yes, they use the word behavior, not speech. The only things Dr. Savage does are speak and write. So they condemn Dr. Savage because of what he says. He has not engaged in any unlawful behavior, none at all. But that is of no concern to these British loons. In part, the letter states, quote, "You have not provided any evidence at all that the position has changed on the facts. Your client has not provided any evidence to show he did not commit the unacceptable behavior relied upon by the SSHD to exclude him, nor has your client provided any acceptable evidence to show his repudiation of those unacceptable behaviors. The SSHD does not see any reason to once again revisit her predecessor's lawful and reasonable decision to exclude your client from the UK. We therefore respectfully decline your client's request to revoke his exclusion." End quote. So, because Dr. Savage has not attempted to recant his expressed opinions, the Home Secretary says the ban remains. This is utterly insane. Dr. Savage tells the political truth with keen insight, but these people fear the truth. You don't have to agree with all or even some of what he says to understand that this is a dangerous precedent and a threat to freedom of speech for all Americans. Do I also need to point out the sheer mind-numbing lunacy of the British government here? Britain is run by suicidal socialist leaders who have allowed their land and laws to be overrun by Islamists. They allow wild animal Muslims to throw frenzied temper tantrums in their streets and threaten the country with destruction. And hey, that's a-okay. But they will not tolerate a law-abiding American citizen who simply speaks about the danger we face from the radical Muslim maniacs who are hell-bent on destroying the West. They fear that if they now remove Dr. Savage from the list, the Muslim hordes in their country will blow a gasket and engage in unacceptable behaviors. It was reportedly to appease the Muslims that Dr. Savage's name was put on that shameful list in the beginning, to give balance to all the Muslim terrorists on the list. Dr. Savage has spoken out against the dangers of the radical Islamic agenda as well as the militant political homosexual movement, even though he qualifies his statements with the fact that he has nothing against homosexuals personally. He calls himself a sexual libertarian, and he regards Islam as a great world religion. It is apparently his opinions on these two subjects, based on some chopped up and misleading sound bites, likely courtesy of Media Matters, that the British have used as a lousy excuse to ban him from their shores. What is the deeper reason for this ban of Michael Savage? I believe it has to do with the coming global order in which dissent against the ruling elite will not be tolerated. Dr. Savage is a powerful voice for the truth and rightness of conservatism and national sovereignty. And since his message is antithetical to the leftist elites who run the governments of the world, they must marginalize him and ultimately silence him. It is essential that Dr. Savage beats this preposterous and evil ban from Britain. The point is not that he wants to go there, but it's the entire principle of the thing. He is being maligned and falsely accused of wrongdoing. We must continue to stand with him in demanding that the British government do the right thing and strike his name from the moronic inclusion on that banned list. If you have not already done so, you can sign his petition to Congress, which is linked in my column at dakotavoice.com. Dr. Savage also has a legal defense fund, linked as well in my column, which he uses not only for his legal actions in Britain, but also to help others who are wrongly accused or persecuted. And as always, let us continue to pray for Michael Savage and his family. I'm Gina Miller.